Hello and welcome to the Orgasmic and Manifesting Podcast with your girl Ultra. Yay, you're here. Welcome. How are you? I hope you're doing awesome. Whew, I'm a little chill. It's 4:20 here in LA. That is an actual holiday, not just a, like a urban legend. So I am in the same celebratory spirit. I was kind of like low energy because I'm on my period and, you know, it gets real. And also, I have company. My sister is visiting with her fiance. And I actually Googled today, am I turning into an introvert? Because I'm feeling really, I'm drained and exhausted by people. But I don't know if it's that or the period or all the things. But anyways, what are we going to talk about today? Today, I want to talk to you about, let me find my notes, mis notas, donde están mis notas? I really want to practice more Spanish. And I was even contemplating doing some Spanish podcasting, but I feel like I know Spanish in my mind a lot better than it actually comes out when I speak it. So today I want to talk to you about it's working. And I mean it's working, this amplifying this level, this vibration, this level of faith, this invincibility, this I don't care what's happening. I just know that it's working. And so this is one of the most magical things I've tapped into recently. And I think that there's a lot of things that we know about for a long time that don't click, don't make sense until you're just like, oh my God, but I've heard this all my life. And now I'm just like, oh, that's like how I needed to approach that. And I think all in divine timing. So I don't care. I don't think like when people ask questions like to me or to other people that I've heard on podcasts, like, what would you change? What would you tell your younger self and all that stuff? And to me, it's one and the same. I feel like since all realities coexist within the same moment in time, that as I'm living this one reality, my younger self might have those reality changes in the past, right? It's a little trippy, but this is how I feel. So for example, in one reality, I was this abused child that, you know, grew up to be this person. But I feel like once I've shifted into this person who is naturally the person who makes money, once I tap into the vibration, I'm acclimated to the vibration, and that's my reality. When I look at my past, I can't really see it in the same way. Ultimately, is the past something that happened in actuality, or is it a memory or combination of all those things? And now that I've changed my perspective, now that money is easy, when I look back, does my memory change? Is it different? And I'll have to say that, yeah, like in so many times I felt like so much anger and so much frustration throughout my life. And then I have a shift, and then I kind of look back at the same memories that would cause me these level of like anger and just like victim shit coming out, like, no, but this and that. And I'm just like, you know, that was crazy. But like, I think of the reason that's really good that happened. And then I'm like, wait, what? Something that used to send you and propel you into like devastation. Now you're just like, well, kind of glad that happened because it led to this, 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 and this, and this, and this. And now because of that, this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and life is epic, right? It's learning to just, that's not even something ultimately that you learn to do. That's something that can't be avoided when you acclimate to the vibration of wealth or wisdom or whatever it is that the vibration. You have to understand that as a child, this vibration wasn't active in you, wasn't active in your family, but it was within you, right? Because if it wasn't, you wouldn't have been pursuing it. So to me, when healing is done, it's done at the multidimensional level. So it goes forward into my future, back into my past, and through all my generations forward and backwards. And relatives, right? Like cousins and distant cousins. Like it just goes forwards, backwards, across all times and dimensions and whatever. In any resonance, anything that had resonance to me, which ultimately feels like everything at some point, because we all come from the same source. I'm getting a little too trippy. It is 4:20 after all. But like the whole thing is like the whole essence of it all is that, oh, when you acclimate to a vibration, and you're able to maintain it and you're able to hold it and it changes you internally, one of the things that you will know is that it changes your memories as well. And people are just like, no, yeah. Well, I mean, your memories change automatically. Every time you process a memory, you actually kind of sort of relive it, not just think back on it, but you actually activate all the triggers, all the emotions, kind of have a little mini experience. All, you know, maybe that experience was like a year long, but you'll have like a, you know, talk about it or think about it for 5 minutes. So you'll have like the entire experience in within 5 minutes versus the entire year, right? But you'll just relive it. You will reactivate it. But when you have vibrated your way out of those vibrations, you're just not there. And because I believe that our healing is multidimensional, it can't heal the present me. I can't heal the present me without healing the past me and the future me, right? Because the present me, who is more healed than the past me, I can only assume that the future me will be even more healed and more healed and more healed. So then we're already healed all the way to like, yeah, I don't know, all through the potentials up until divinity. So that means that if we're already there in the future, then means the past is already there too, right? So the way that I look at it is not that things change, is that they were never the perspective that I thought I had. So even if the facts and the emotions and everything, well, not the emotions, but like the physical things that we think happen, didn't change, how I see that thing change. So it actually did change, because we're not ever gauging just the memory by the action, the things that took place. We're actually just going back into the feelings, or just ultimately always going back to these feelings, unresolved feelings. So let's talk about it's working, it's working, it's working, how I got to that point. Well, through acclimating to the highest vibration, and I've been really journaling and going through developing more peace, because peace is one of the vibrational resonance energies for me that is correlating to having wealth. I bring all my clients through this finding your rich vibe, and it's individual. It's like a signature or like a fingerprint to everybody. It could be a feeling, it could be a combination of feelings, but it's definitely very individual to each person. No two people in the world think exactly the exact same things are joyful and blissful and awesome. We all have, even the most similar people have slight differences, right? So they're different. No matter how small it is, it's different. And so I've been really thinking about it's working, because in my life, I'm just like, oh my God, like money is starting to come in. It's starting to feel easy. It's starting to feel like it's working. And it's easy while it's working and the money's coming in. It's so easy to say it's working, it's working, it's working. And then you see it working. And then there's that pickup of that momentum. And you're just like, it's working. And then it's working. And then it's working. And then it's working, right? But like, what I want to talk to you about today is that it's working even when you see little tiny things. But if you learn to recognize the little tiny things as it's working, what you'll accelerate is your momentum. Because what happens when you do this type of process, when you see something tiny, small, and you say it's working, and you find, you make it up if you have to, but most of the time, find a reasonable reason for you. Like, what I mean a reasonable reason, I mean, find a reason that makes sense to you, that is logical to you. Don't use the world or anybody outside of you to gauge this but yourself. Find a reason why this is proof that it's working. Choose to see it. Choose to see the magical process unfolding and working in front of you. You have to give things meaning. And when you give things meaning, when you see them, they actually take on the meaning and it's working, right? So what it would look like before it's avalanches of money, right? Before you have 10 grand in the, you know, coming in, before you have 5 grand coming in, before you have $1,000 coming in, what does it look like? Well, it looks like doing my laundry. I'll give you real life examples. It looks like real doing my laundry and finding a dime as I'm like drying the clothes and stuff. It looks like a dime because I wasn't expecting it. I wasn't looking for it. And here's like 10 cents appears out of nowhere, which means I'm reminded that I am in the receiving money state, right? Receiving effortless money state, because I didn't do anything for it. I was just doing laundry. And I don't know, some people hate doing the laundry, but I think there's things that I hate, like the dishes. But the laundry, I kind of enjoy doing the laundry. I went to school for fashion design, so fabrics and textures and kind of cleaning. That's nothing to do with fashion design, but I like that too. So maybe in that very moment, I was just like in this maybe state where I was in a contradictory type of mindset to money, and money just showed up like magic. And it was like 10 cents. And it was like, but instead of me going, oh, cool, 10 cents, I went, it's working. Holy crap. It's working. This is evidence right now. Like I'm doing the laundry. This is freaking proof that it is working. That as long as I'm just doing my thing, living and enjoying my life, and I'm just peaceful, that I can just find money. Because I can find 10 cents all day and it feels good because, I don't know, the ice cream truck will come by and I'll have my piggy bank full of money from just money I found laying around. That feels awesome. Like, that feels cool. That feels easy. That feels like, yeah, of course, there's always change on the bottom of the couch. It feels like money, you can find money anywhere. You see how you take this, it's working. You take this tiny little event that might be insignificant to someone else and you milk it for all you got in that moment. Because all the processes, you know, sometimes we sit down and we do journaling for hours, but everything that really works, it works in the moment. And the journaling and the manifestation stuff, even the work that I do, it's just preparing you. It's kind of like boot camp, helping you become like a master vibrational shifter. You can shift into the vibration that you desire instantly, masterfully, flawlessly, without any negative repercussions, right? So you first have to acclimate to it. If you don't know how to do it, you don't know how to do it. If you want to be a baker, you could be naturally gifted towards baking, but you're still going to want to learn. So you practice. And if you don't have a teacher to teach you, you're self-taught, but you practice and you're like, oh, maybe I don't need 4 eggs. I need 3 eggs. And you practice and you do it. And then you create your own thing. I've personally created recipes of practice recipes that for some reason, when somebody else makes it, the exact same thing with the exact same ingredients, it just tastes different and tastes better. Or mine tastes better, right? It's kind of like, you can take the exact same ingredients and make things taste different. Exact same ingredients. It should taste the same. No. There is something else going in there. There's this creativity, this playfulness to life that allows for so many possibilities even within the same ingredients. You can have millions and millions and millions of combinations, right? Nonetheless, what I'm talking about is it's working, right? So you learn to just start to see everything is working, but maybe you find a penny, maybe you find 10 cents, maybe you find a quarter. And I think for me, what I really started to do is bigger monies, then they were like a little bit bigger deals. Because if I found a quarter, I was like, it's working, but I'm like, oh, but it's working. And it's like doubling, right? Like now I'm utilizing this evidence. It's 25 cents is not a lot of money, but in comparison to a penny, I've just 25x'd my money attraction potential, right? So if I found a penny and I was like, oh my God, this penny represents that money comes to me with ease. And then a little bit later, I found a quarter. What did I just have proof that finding gratitude for that one penny gave me 25% more power to do it again. Right? And this is not scientific. This is just the things that I got to tell myself to understand how my own mind works. These are the things I tell myself. This is the it's working type of mentality that I can use anything in my life to justify and come up with reasons why this is working. Well, and then this is something most people do, right? It's working. But I use it to the extreme. So for example, you find a penny, you find a quarter, you find something good. Someone gives you a coupon on a discount. Someone gives you a gift. Then it's working and that feels like receiving. But I also do it when I lost one of my favorite crystals. I go, oh, it's working. Why would I do that when it's like lost? Like, no. Because the minute that I'm like, it's working, I give it meaning. I'm the one that gives the opportunity. I'm the one that's making the vibration active no matter what happens to me. So when I get it, like when I have a favorite crystal and I lose it, I studied crystal energy just a little bit, enough to have an assumption, have a perspective on it. And my perspective is that when a crystal, for some reason, I lose it, that it is needing to recharge and it will come back to me when it's good and ready and when I need it most, right? So when I go, oh, it's working, I don't see that as a loss. I see that as a sign that something awesome is going to happen. This is more about taking what you would consider a negative perspective, a negative viewpoint, and just instantly flipping it as to like the silver lining. Look for gold. Look for the best case scenario within whatever minute, you know, struggle you might find yourself in. So one of the reasons that's become more real to me is because I'm just like, what do I do with people that I am like in like arguments about? You know, what is that? Like, I don't want to do that. But, you know, when I was talking to Spirit about it, I was like, yeah, but you got to sit in the discomfort of an argument. You almost have to taste the hatred or the grossness of just like looking at a person and thinking like, oh my God, you're just an idiot. I can't even stand you. And then you have to sit there and love them. You have to sit through that and find the God in there. And so what I started to do is go, oh God, I see you, right? Like somebody I'm having, you know, somebody cuts me off in traffic. Somebody, I'm having an argument. I'm feeling passionate, whatever it is. And then I'm like, oh God, I see you. I see that you're creating this argument for me to learn something. So help me also then see what I'm supposed to see. But the instantly that I'm like, oh, I see this as opportunity of growth. It's like, it's not like, oh, I'm arguing against this idiot. It's like, oh, I needed to experience this argument because it's working. Because I no longer play in these low vibrations. So people who are in these low vibrations are going to be uncomfortable by me. Oh, because it's working. It is working. It is working. It is working. And I'm so excited that it's working. There's proof everywhere. Shitty friendships are falling apart because it's working. Meeting new people because it's working. I found a quarter because it's working. I have here my notes because I was kind of journaling on this morning and it was like, I lost a crystal. It's working. I got into an argument. It's working. I meditated for an hour. It's working. Right? I slept all day and really recharged my energy. It's working. I got a new client. It's working. It's working. It's working. It's working. It's fucking working. And it's such a simple statement, but one of the most powerful things that you need to do to give your brain is proof. But you can't give proof without proof, right? So you're just like, okay, I'm trying to understand this, but make it proof. Give it proof, right? And it doesn't need, you don't need to manifest $1 million to believe that that's possible. You literally only need to believe you can manifest a penny, right? Or a dollar. A dollar might seem like, do you believe that you can just find a dollar on the floor? See, most people think they can find a penny, but they don't think they can find a dollar. And a dollar, it's not a lot of money. If you can't even imagine finding a dollar on the street, can you imagine getting paid for nothing? No, because it's not earned. And even though finding a penny, we also dismiss pennies. But if you dismiss a penny, you know, a dollar is not a dollar unless it's 99 plus one penny. That's a dollar. It's 100 pennies. Other than that, you can't walk out of the store for an item that's a dollar if you have 75 cents or 90 or 99. Sorry, buddy, you're missing a penny. A dollar without a penny is not a dollar. So we need to have the same level of honor and respect for a penny. Because we need to see this penny as, you know, if you look at the microcosm, the macrocosm, and macro, and if you look at the quantum, like, if you kind of just look at, like, quantum money, you can think, you know, $1 billion is, like, the universe, right? And then maybe thinking of a penny could be, like, a quantum molecule or something like that, right? So we know that through quantum physics, right, that everything is vibration, that everything's moving, and that we can tune into different vibrations and that we can access different things, right? So imagine that this vibration of poverty or this vibration of money or vibration of whatever it is, right? You make up the rules, but let's say that the vibration of wealth in the physical is represented by a penny. The vibration of millions is trillions of pennies, right? It's just the smallest molecule multiplied by a lot more things, right? So you're just like, okay, but if you can believe in a penny, you can believe in 10 cents and a quarter, and you should be able to believe in a dollar. But I can tell you that most people don't believe they can find a dollar on the floor every day. If I ask you right now, do you think you can find a penny every day? And you're like, yeah, sure. But if I say, do you think you can find a dollar every day? You're gonna be like, I don't think a dollar. And a dollar's not a lot of money. And so if you look at it from this perspective, you say, well, I believe I can find a penny a day. You make that real for you for like a week, and it doesn't take very long. Every day you find a penny, then you go for like 2 pennies. And then once you start finding dimes, so I've been playing games like this, you know, for a while now, and I actually don't manifest pennies anymore. I'm shit you not, truth. The smallest denomination of money that I ever really just find laying around, the smallest is a dime. But now dimes do not only represent like, my minimum, least amount of money that I'll take is 10 cents. It just means that I'm no longer attracting the lowest amount possible quantity for free or for nothing. Where finding a penny feels like I did nothing and I found this and it's fine. It's awesome. And now it's 10 cents. It's like I did nothing and found 10 cents and it's awesome and it feels easy. And for a while there, I don't know that I find so much change anymore. But I don't use cash that much. But for a while there, oh my God, like one time I was driving and I'm pretty sure I podcasted about it. Like, okay, guys, my daughter called and it cut me off and I can't remember what I was talking about. But needless to say, it is working. It is working. It is working. Develop that type of faith and that type of trust. Oh, I remember now. Okay, so what happened was I was driving and I was feeling in a really like open state and a receiving state. And I was listening to music and I don't even know where I was going. But I remember being in that state and having to buy something. So I stopped at a pharmacy and I had to do something. And I put my phone next to like, you know, those places where like you can open the little slot and the newspaper comes out. Like you put a quarter. It was something like that. And right there was a pile of change, like literally like a couple dollars in quarters, dimes and nickels, no pennies. And I grabbed it all. I thought I won like some secret loot that a pirate left behind. I was like, oh my God, look at all this money. And it was like, but imagine you go from like seeing pennies all day and saying this is working. Then you move up to dimes and then you just like literally have like little stashes of cash to just find you, and you're just like, but in that moment I just celebrated that because it was so fun. So you can also build a lot of fun into it's working, because you're just like, oh, it's more fun when I think this 25 cents came to me through the power of my mind than like, oh yeah, I must have left that in my pants, you know, 20 years ago. But yeah, but you wouldn't have found it unless you were in resonance with receiving money by like just being. So anyways, I hope you enjoyed the episode. Sacred Billionaires is a program that's open right now. We start in June. I'm giving myself plenty of time to talk about it. We start in June. It's all about acclimating to this energy of your own rich vibration. And what happens is when you acclimate to a certain energy, you start to do the healing without really intending to. You don't have to dig into your past. You literally make a decision to be this person. You acclimate to the energy and you just are. And you just practice this and you just do it. And you do it until it works and you don't ever stop. And it happens really quickly. And it is an amazing mastermind. I'm excited to invite you to it. Check out sacredbillionaires.com. I'll see you inside. And remember, go touch yourself because you have the Midas touch. Bye.